This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Fertilizer supplies and prices are now major concerns for 2026. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
As planting season quickly approaches, now is not the time for there to be questions about the fertilizer supply. The current problems in the Middle East could have a major impact on fertilizer supplies and prices for 2026 and possibly even 2027. Louisiana State University Ag Center economist Dr. Michael Deliberto said the region is responsible for a large portion of the world's nitrogen fertilizer supply.
Now, Iran holds some of the world's largest natural gas reserves, and natural gas is the key feedstock used to produce ammonia, which is the foundational input for most nitrogen fertilizer. And urea accounts for about 46% nitrogen. Mainly, it's the world's most widely used nitrogen fertilizer. So Middle East, important hub for nitrogen fertilizer. Countries that are exposed to the disruption in that region account for about 49% of global urea exports and about 30% of global ammonia exports.
The Fertilizer Institute said 65% of U.S. farmers get most of their fertilizer needs met by domestic sources. But Deliberto said the problems arise with the other 35%.
The rest is going to come from imports, which have been increasing due to the global uncertainty that we're seeing right now. But fertilizer markets are very much globally integrated, so supply disruptions in one region of the world can influence prices and availability elsewhere. So the U.S. relies on both domestic production and imports to meet fertilizer demand. Now, the import exposure that our U.S. market has is going to vary by nutrients.
For more information, visit lsuagcenter.com. For Money Matters, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.